Today we'll be meditating on the story of Jesus healing a paralyzed man. This guided reflection will last about 10 minutes and use the New Living Translation. Settle into a comfortable, quiet place. Try to turn off and avoid distractions for the next few minutes. As we begin, focus your breathing. Breathe in deeply and then breathe out slowly. You can close your eyes if you want to. Today's reading is from Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "What is he saying? This is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk?' So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed and praised God, exclaiming, "We've never seen anything like this before." Jesus does something that's miraculous and scandalous. He forgives a man's sins. In the New Testament, the Greek word for save is also translated as heal and make whole. By this point in Mark's gospel, the crowds around Jesus knew of his power to heal. In this story, Jesus reveals that the salvation he offers is not only physical. Jesus has come to make us whole by healing our spiritual brokenness. What areas of your life do you need Jesus to make whole? Take a moment and talk to God about it. Now, as you hear this story read again, place yourself in the scene. Who do you most identify with right now? Are you a disciple watching from across the room? Or one of the men carrying their friend to Jesus? Maybe you're the one on the mat in need of healing. Try to imagine this scene from that point of view. Let's listen to the story again. When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon, the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "What is he saying? This is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk?' So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed and praised God, exclaiming, "We've never seen anything like this before." What did you experience as you were listening to this story? How did Jesus come alive to you? Jesus said to the man, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." What words might Jesus be saying to you today? Spend a few moments in this space listening for Jesus' voice before you bring your prayer to a close.